Praise the Lord. Take your Bibles, if you would, please, this morning, and open up to Psalm chapter 118 in the Word of God today. Psalm chapter 118 in the Word of God. And once again, if you are visiting with us today, we are so thankful that you are here with us at Cross Point Baptist Church. We do welcome you here. And from our family to yours, we just want to wish you a happy new year. And to everyone, a happy new year. And trust that you had a fantastic New Year's Eve and then ushering in this brand new year. But wasn't 2020 just an awesome year? Said no one ever. Okay, we are glad that 2020 is behind us. And now we have a brand new year. And 2021, here we are. And once again, if you're visiting with us and you have not been able to make your way back to the welcome table, please do that right after this morning service. If you are not a type of church attender that goes on a Sunday evening, you're kind of a one and done, I'm good for the week, we do invite you back this evening starting at 6 o'clock. Is that correct? 6 o'clock. It's my second Sunday here. Give me a break. 6 o'clock this evening. And we're going to be in the book of Galatians, kind of running through a series there. And we want to invite you back over the next several Sunday mornings. We're going to be in the book of Psalms. We're going to be in the book of Psalms running through a series that I believe the Lord has just kind of led us into, and we're going to start out this new year kind of looking at this series entitled A Journey in the Psalms. A Journey in the Psalms. And before we stand for the reading of God's Word, I want us to concentrate just on one word for just a moment. Now think about this. Whether you're a grandma or granddad or a mom or dad or teenager, college student, maybe you have your kids in here this morning, we've all been on a journey before. Carrie and I just made our way across the entire United States. My son and I did it, and we did it in about 48 hours, traveled across. It was just a really quick trip. We got him here in one vehicle. I flew back to Los Angeles County, California, and we're there, picked up my wife and family, sold our house, packed the belongings. It's about 2 weeks ago now. We were just about here, and as we traveled across, there were several things that I noticed about our journey. Not so much my son and I, but Carrie and I, as we made our way across, there were several things that I began to see. First of all, our journey started much earlier than us just getting on the road. There were preparations that we had made, getting our house ready, things packed, the car packed, and turning off utilities, and saying goodbyes, all these things. But even before all of that, it's really amazing that our journey really began several years ago in God preparing us, what I believe now, for us to be here at Cross Point Baptist Church. You see, oftentimes, watch just a moment, we're going to dive into the Scripture. Don't worry, we'll be having a great time today. But oftentimes, I believe that we will face a new year, and we kind of face it like this is brand new, and we're just going to face this day, and whatever comes today, okay, we'll take it, and that's it. But you and I have to realize that if God tarries, we're going to go through this entire year together. That you and I, God has prepared us for what we are going to face this year, not just yesterday and not just on January 1st, but maybe even over the last several years, God has begun to prepare us for the journey that you and I are going to face this year. You know what also I noticed on our journey is that we had some good times and we had some ups and we had some downs along the way. In fact, it was Tommy and I, we were getting ready, car was packed, everything's good to go. We're going to go to church on Wednesday evening and then jump in the car, then drive through the night and begin our journey. And it was that day I noticed that there was a discoloration in the driveway. And as I looked at it, I thought, that doesn't look right. Doesn't look like we're actually, believe it or not, still running our air conditioning. And I thought, this is not, it doesn't look like the type of fluid. So I took it in the mechanic. We're leaving that night. And as we walked in, I said, yo, you've got a crack in the radiator, and it's probably, you could probably fill it up, and it might be okay, and I'm just the type of guy that's not going to chance it being in the Rockies with my son, trying to spend the night and be stuck there. So that day, we're getting a radiator put in our car, and trying to get on the road. We had some ups and some downs along the way. You know what else I noticed is we had a GPS. Carrie and I didn't jump in our vehicle and saying, I think Indianapolis is that way. Let's start out that way. And for some of you, even in here, I feel like if you get to know me, and you will, I'm not exactly great with directions. I love Surrey. I ask Surrey, you know, Surrey, how do I get to Kroger? You know, Surrey, how do I get to Myers? And Surrey takes me right there. Me and Surrey, we are like this. Even in this building, I'll just be honest. As Pastor Dan said last week, yeah, your class is in 203. And I was like, oh, yeah, we'll go 203. I look at my wife, we're walking. Thank goodness for Mass. I'm like, verse 203. She's like, I have no idea. I think we took the long way around because Sunday school is about over and we're finally at 203. Hey, everybody, we're here. We're in. But we had a GPS that we took and it got us all the way here. In fact, on the GPS, it would tell us that there's a wreck ahead and you're going to be in traffic for a little while. It would tell us where we could break and where we could stop and where we could get off and where we could find a hotel, where was a good place to buy gas, even how much gas cost. And it was, watch now, it was things that I noticed along our journey. Now tune in for just a moment, watch this. In life, you and I, well, we're going through life and it's very much a journey. We have a GPS. We have something that is guiding us. I understand the Holy Spirit, but we also have the words of God right here, the very word of God preserved for us in the English language. And it's perfect. It's inerrant. It's preserved. It's inspired for you and I. It's God's love letter, and it's designed for you and I living in 2021. Watch now. For us to avoid some real heartache in our life. It's here on this journey and it's guiding us and it's showing us how we can rest. It's showing us those who have gone before us and they have faced difficult times. And we have this guide there that's going to show us how to really not get in trouble by just kind of winging it and going through life and, well, they made it, and, well, it worked for them, and, well, we'll do the best we can. Well, religion says, no, it's a journey that you and I are on. And as we look at the Psalms, oftentimes the psalmist is on that same journey that you and I are traveling today that really is going to help us in a great way get us to the destination where we are going. My destination ultimately, watch now very carefully, is not just to spend, well, the next 200 years here in Indianapolis. In fact, in 200 years, there's not a person in this very room that's going to be here. No one. I don't care how many herbs you take or how much essential oils you rub on your hands. In 200 years, friend, you and I are not going to be here. This world is not our home. If you agree with that, say amen. We're just passing through. We're pilgrims. We're here for a little while. In fact, the Bible puts it like this, that life is but a vapor. It's here for a little while, and then it vanisheth away. I remember being young, and I'd be with my grandparents. They'd say, boy, life is so fast. I'd think, no, it's not. It's not. Now I feel like the older I get, even at 37, life is just quick. Not 2020, but every other year before that. Life is just so fast, and it's moving. What is it? It is a journey that you and I are on. The psalmist that we're going to look at today is on a journey. I want to concentrate on one verse today. Would you please stand with me for the reading of God's Word, Psalm 118. Would you look with me at verse number 8? Psalm 118 and verse number 8. The Bible says this. It is better. That's a good thing. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord, verse number 9, it is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes. If you agree with that statement that the Word of God gave us, would you say amen today? Amen. It's better. It's good. This is a good thing. It is better, verse number 8, to trust in the Lord and put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes. This morning I want to concentrate over the next several moments on just simply this, the subject of the confident Christian. The confident Christian. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for those who are faithful. Thank you, Father, for another year. A year to serve you. God, for many of us in this room, we're actually very excited that this is the Lord, this is the first Sunday of this brand new year. 2020, Lord, ups, downs, all over. We lost some great people in 2020. Some good men and some good women. Father, we've been through a lot of sickness. Our country's been through a lot of hurt. Lord, it's amazing because it's only separated by just 1 second. 1 second from 2020 to 2021. And yet, Father, look at our hearts today. Father, I ask, Lord, that this year would be our year. That, Father, we would truly have confidence. But, Lord, help us not to just follow what man says. Father, help us not to just be religious. No, Father, help us to be followers of you. Lord, lead, guide, and direct this service. Lord, I'm just going to pray this. If there is a soul here that does not know you as their personal Savior, they've never been saved, Lord, I ask that today would be the day of salvation. Love you, Savior. In your Son's holy and precious name I pray, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Living in 2020, we had to put a lot of confidence in men. We put a lot of confidence in women, in government, in systems. Put a lot of confidence in science and protocols that we were not used to. It's incredible the times that we lived over that 365 days and now continuing on since the coronavirus popped its head up and really early stages of January of 2020. We begin to ask ourselves this question often, especially over the summer. Who can we trust? Is it our local doctor? Is it Dr. Fauci? Is it President Trump? Is it Pence? Is it the mayor of Indianapolis? Would it be school boards or the news or local media or perhaps even social media? How can we be confident in anything? We begin to often ask this question, says, even in the Christian community, we would see those Christians begin to turn on each other as opinions begin to rise to the top as to who was right in whatever the subject or matter at hand that people were arguing over. The psalmist gives us a pretty incredible insight that seems as though it would have been written yesterday. It begins to really help you and I as we face another year. Watch very carefully now. As we move on this journey of life, it really helps you and I begin to put our confidence into something and or someone. Let's for a moment just lay a foundation here for just a moment. Would you look at Psalm 118 and look at verse number 1 and look what the Bible says. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." Verse number 1, because His mercy endureth forever. Isn't it amazing that here is the very foundation of this psalmist, and here's the way that many believe David writing this psalm said. He said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Well, why are we giving thanks? Well, because He is good. How many by an amen today would say that God is good? Would you say amen? Amen. He is good. But not only that, His mercy, watch this, endureth forever. You say, okay, wait a minute, Pastor. I thought we were talking about confidence here. Now, see, this is a little bit weird because we're talking about confidence. We've already come through November. Thanksgiving is over. Christmas is over. So why are we talking about thankfulness? Now, just a minute. Just tune in. And I am so sorry. I'm looking at people through here. I'm looking through like 18 microphones. So I'm just going to move these out of the way here just a little bit. I think this was Pastor Blake's job. He didn't get it done. So let me just do your job for you. Don't worry. I got it. Why are we talking about thankfulness? I'm just kidding. It's not Pastor Blake. I have no idea. But I love Pastor Blake wherever you are. Why are we talking about thankfulness? Think about this for just a moment. Because when we talk about thankfulness, it's an acknowledgement of who God is. That means this. It is a change of pace for our mind. Everybody help me out for just a moment. Don't say it out loud. Okay, you got mask on, so I don't know who's that. Just be very quiet, but I want you to think about it for just a second. Think about one thing that you are thankful for. Go ahead. Say it. Think about it. Did you think about it? Got it? Good. Now, isn't it amazing? In that split second, the 3 seconds that you thought about something, you were not thinking about complaining, were you? Now, maybe some of you are like, well, I'm thankful that he's almost done. Anyway, for the most part, most of us were, we were thinking about something that we were thanking God for. Thankful that it's a new year. Thankful for health. Thankful our family's here. Thankful for salvation. Thankful for God. But in the case, it is a change of pace for our mind. Confidence. Look at verse number 2 here. It says, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I think that is safe to say here in the Psalms that his mercy endureth forever. It's a really good for you and I to remember here that his mercy for you and I, it keeps going and it keeps going. And just because it's a new year doesn't mean that God is sitting here saying, well, it's a new year and I don't know, I gave a whole lot of mercy in 2020. I think I ought to back up a little bit. You know what I love about our Savior is that he keeps heaping on his mercy to you and I. And the more that you and I become like our Abba Father, the more that you and I are like him, shouldn't we take on that type of mindset? Said that we're going to give others mercy. Is it amazing how often we fail our Savior and yet he still comes back to you and I? He's still there for us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He is always going to be there with this mindset of here is mercy. 1 John 1:9 is still in the book. I'm going to forgive you. I love you. You are my child. And yet how often do you and I write off somebody because we didn't agree with them? Write off someone because they didn't fit our mold or our preference or our standard. Understand this. What I love about the psalmist here is he said this. Look, his mercy goes on and on and on. Look at verse number 5. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Think about that for a moment. You ever thought about verse number 5? Set me in a large place. Large. Now, how amazing is our Bible? We get stressed out. Anybody's done a lot of counseling. Maybe it's Kim before. You've done a lot of counseling before. Maybe you've done or you've been in it and your problems are there. What happens oftentimes? Don't you feel like you're in a box? This bill is due. How am I going to get by? My teenager, my grandkids, this health. I've got an appointment that's coming up on Monday or Tuesday. Or the doctor was supposed to call me back with the results and I didn't get the results back. All of a sudden, it's smaller and smaller and smaller until my microphone's right here. All of a sudden, we start thinking here. And that's all that we can think about. God says the psalmist brought me and it was a large place. Fresh air. Relax. Gary and I on our way across, first time we've ever been to the Grand Canyon. We stopped there and brought our girls to the Grand Canyon. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon. It's my first time, but it really is just breathtaking. It is just amazing. You walk out there and you almost gasp at just how big it is. My whole concentration, Carrie and I walking out there, you know, we were those parents, but we had our phone out, and we're just watching our girls, like, oh, we're going to see. And we kept saying, it's a big hole. Is that what we kept saying? We're going to a big hole. We're going, what's a big hole, you know? We're going to a big hole. And finally we get out there, and even our girls, our little girls, were just amazed. It was amazing when we got out there. I didn't feel any problems out there. I wasn't thinking, well, where's the nearest gas station? And where is, you know, how are we going to get there? We got to, well, hurry up, honey. And what about this? What about this? It's just kind of, set me in a big place. That's our Savior. That's who he is. That's what he does. Look at verse number 6, if you would, with me. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Maybe we ought to highlight that verse and keep it through this year. The Lord taketh my part with them. Verse number 7, that helped me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that, look at the strong wording here, hate me. Ever been hurt? Ever been backstabbed? Do not fret. And I can't fear. We just stay close to God. Why? He is on our side. Then we come to verses number 8 and verses number 9, and we see this word twice used here in our English language, the word confidence. The word confidence in our English language, the definition of confidence is this: the feeling, watch very carefully, or belief that one can rely on someone or something, a firm trust. It is a belief that one can rely on someone, confidence, or something, a firm trust. Our Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord. Isn't that amazing that that is how you and I, if you are saved today, that is how you and I came to a place in our life that we know we're going to heaven one day is by this, simply trusting in God. I didn't have to say prayers 1,000 times. I didn't have to rub beads together. I didn't have to attend church 100 Sundays in a row. It wasn't that I gave my offering each and every week. It wasn't that I was a good person. I never yelled at my kids. I made it 7 whole hours and never got frustrated with them. No, it wasn't because I was a perfect husband or I voted just right. Excuse me for just a moment. All of those things may be good and may be great, but can I just be super honest with you today? None of those things are going to get me into heaven one day. None of those things added up get there. And well, God, if you go through the account, see if I made it, see if Thomas Cooper Shepherd is on there, and see if I made it in. No, let me just tell you, friend, none of that has to do with us getting to heaven one day. It is a simple faith and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you believe that, would you say amen today? It's a faith and trust in Him that He died and He was buried, and for 3 days He was in that tomb. But on that third day, my friend, He arose from the grave and He lives forever and ever. And it's you and I saying, that's my God, that's my Savior, the one who is seated on the throne, who has always existed and exists today and will forever exist. Friend, you don't have to take my word for it. It's not saying, well, that's what Cross Point Baptist Church believes, but I don't know. I heard this guy say, well, this church said, well, mom and dad really believed. No, this is what the Bible says. It's the simplicity of trusting our Savior. Listen to what the Word of God says. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, listen now, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto them that call upon Him. Watch very carefully. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible puts it like this in John chapter number 10. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Paul put it like this: neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That means this, friend, listen very carefully now, watch. You and I cannot earn our way to heaven. Our confidence is not in self. Our confidence is not in time. Our confidence is not in a teacher. Our confidence is not in how moral we are. No, friend, our confidence has to be in the only one who could pay that penalty of sin. His name is Jesus Christ. And friend, it doesn't matter who you are or where you've been or what you've done or what kind of past or background you have, friend, He already knows your family tree. He knows your thoughts sitting right here. And friend, I'm here to tell you today, He loves you and He died for you.
Amen.
Would you give your life to Him today? Just give your life to Him. Well, it can't be that easy. I didn't make the rules, friend. The Bible did. You say it's a simple faith and trust in Him. It's a repentance of sin. It's a turning away. I mean, that's all, preacher? It's what the Word of God says. How many are thankful that it's that simple today? Would you say amen? Because if it was on us trying to do right, I'm just here to tell you, it is a big percentage of us that we're going to make it happen. In fact, that percentage would be about 100%. Because the Bible says, for all of sin, it comes short of the glory of God. Yeah. It's the Word of God that says, there are none righteous. Wait. I've been pretty good. No, the Bible says, no, not one. It's a simple faith and trust in Him. It's a confidence that he's going to get us to heaven one day. But after we've been saved, now, wait a minute. Isn't it amazing how we can lose confidence in our Savior? No, we don't doubt our salvation. I'm not sitting up here fretting in a corner, I'm so worried. I don't know if I'm going to go to heaven one day, and this is just so, I don't know if I can do this, and if I lay my, no, my confidence is in him. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to see him face to face. I know I never was able to meet Brother Wells, the deacon here at Cross Point Baptist Church. We never shook hands, and I never met him face to face, but I'm confident in this, that one day I'm going to be running a street of gold with that brother in Christ, and I'm going to be there with him, and I'm confident. Confident knowing that one day I am going to see those who have gone on before us. But understand this, isn't it amazing? How much we lose our confidence in the little things. You see, oftentimes, as the psalmist begins to give us these first six verses, confidence can be lost. And if you want to write this down, this would be a great place to write this down. But confidence can be lost in times of trouble. When things are going good and going great, well, I'm telling you, it's amazing and it's great and it's wonderful. Isn't it funny how oftentimes we get into our car and you push the brake and you hit your start button and or you take a key and you put it in. And well, you never even think about it. You just turn it on and you put it in drive and you take off, you drive to work, you listen to the radio and you do whatever you do and you get to where you're at and you're there. But isn't it amazing that just one time you get in your car, have you ever done this? And you put the key in and you do and it kind of makes a weird noise like... I'm not very good with sound effects, excuse me. And then it starts up and that's kind of scary. I've been stuck at Target here. You put in drive, you go. What happens the very next time you jump in your car? You're listening. Let's see if this does this again. You put the key in and starts right up. Wow, praise the Lord. Probably a little bit later, that starter starts going out. The confidence begins to be lost. In a Christian's life, when things are going great, we're good. We're just going to move on. Life is wonderful. In fact, one psalmist put it like this, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God? For I shall praise him for the help of his countenance." Discouragement in 2020 was at high levels for many. Just because we're now several days in doesn't mean that discouragement is going to be gone. No, that discouragement can come back. That discouragement in our life could even be here this morning. I believe that discouragement is one of Satan's devices that he has used for many centuries and will continue to use on the local church and use on God's people and use on dads and moms and husbands and wives. Discouragement will stop the church members in the pews and it will get people discouraged over finances and family problems and it's hurting many pastors around the country today and there are many who on their daily routine will struggle or get tired and that discouragement sets in. It's easy to have confidence in God when things are going well, but what the psalmist reminds us of this, my friend, is you and I will go through hard times. You and I will go through seasons of doubt. You and I, maybe even this year, maybe we'll cruise for the first couple weeks and things are going good. We're in our Bible and we're reading and devotions are going well and my exercise routine is going good and we step on the scales and man, we've lost 2 pounds and everything's going good. My teenager, they're in church. They're excited about youth group and our college students are home and they want somebody to Christ and our marriage is so great right now. We're communicating and things are good. And it's great. And boy, I'm just trying. It's rainbows, butterflies, and here comes the rest of the year. And then all of a sudden, February comes. And February's here. Now, if you were born in February, I apologize, but I've just never been a big fan of February. Number one, 28 days. You couldn't get on with the other 11 months. Now we got to be at 28. Sometimes it's the leap year. Sometimes there's 29. I mean, how weird is that? Nobody can spell February. like ever. Thank goodness for spell checks. It's February. I mean, we don't even pronounce it right. February. It's always cold in February. I love snow and Christmas, and it's the most wonderful time. Man, I'm all on board. Come February? Come on, let's see some sun. You're like, Pastor, you're in big trouble in Indianapolis. Yeah. They didn't put that in my contract. But February comes. All of a sudden, man, the discouragement sets in. Oh, we're struggling. Man, that's 2 pounds. They're gone real fast. All of a sudden, we're reading along. We're doing great in our Bible reading. And all of a sudden, it's 1 Chronicles. Why is 1 Chronicles in the Bible? They begat. Who cares? You know, it's like, I'm slowing down and crash and burn, baby. It's over. And I can't wait for 2022. You know, I mean, hashtag 2022. Can't get here soon enough. It's a word. Discouraged. We get down. And friend, we could joke around, we could talk, but to be honest with you, oftentimes we get discouraged when we're in a hard time because our confidence is not in our Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oftentimes our confidence is in a situation that we can't get out of. Oftentimes, our confidence is really low because we've never gone through anything like this before. It's a trial. It's a tribulation. It's a struggle. Yeah, we trust God. Amen. But we're all on board. We're saved. We're going to heaven. Then the trials come. We lose our confidence. You know, sometimes, secondly, our confidence can be placed in others and we'll get down. You know what I love about these two verses here is it's very specific. Look at verse number 8 here in the Word of God. Look what it says. It is better to trust in the Lord. What if there was a period right there? What if it just said, like Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart? What if the psalmist had been moved to just stop right there? It is better to trust in the Lord. Well, then what? Or just trust in the Lord. Well, that's good and that's great. And then we come to verse number 9. Same thing, trust in the Lord. And that's our conclusion. That's it. All right, trust in the Lord. Got it. Good. All right, well, bring on verse number 10. Where are we going with this? What's going on? But no, the Word of God gets very specific here. Look at it with me. It says this. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Isn't that just like us? We're going to believe anything. Watch now that the doctor tells us. Well, the doctor says, well, I'm just telling you. I mean, how many times have we been through this? The doctor will say, you know, you've got so-and-so has only got about a week to live. And 10 years later, we put all our confidence in, you know, they were going to live for a week. And here they are. And the Lord is still blessing and still giving them life. And it's amazing how many people we just trust right off the bat. Well, here's what's wrong and you need to fix this. Well, okay. It's amazing. Even our cell phone providers will walk in. And here's what you're going to get. Here's how this and this, and just sign here on the dotted line, and there we are. We sign on the dotted line, and everything's good, and everything's great. We'll trust everybody from a mechanic to a person selling us a cell phone plan to a doctor. But when it comes to God, isn't it funny how often we question the very Word of God? Except for, friend, in the Bible, there's no small or fine, let me put this, there's no fine print. It's not here, trust in the Lord and don't put confidence in man. And then you got to scroll down to the bottom and you got to read the fine print. And not always trust the Lord because at times he makes mistakes. That's not in the Word of God. In fact, friend, that does not happen. This is, we'll trust everybody and everything. Here, just, man, my stomach's hurting. Okay, well, take this pill. It's gonna fix your stomach. You ever been there? Here it is. Look, just take this. Okay, well, what are the, and we all like, some of us like to be interested in these little things called the side effects. I mean, I just got a little upset stomach. What can I take? Well, just take this. You'll be fine. What are the side effects? Well, diarrhea, upset stomach, death.
I'll stick with the stomach, you know. I got a headache. What? Here, just take these. You'll be fine. Well, what? The lining on your stomach could bleed, and you're going to get ulcers, and your hair falls out, and you're going to lose a couple inches off your height, but it will take care of your headache. Okay, look, I understand. We come to the very Word of God. It's no fine print. Everything in here, understand this, the side effects of the Word of God, watch, friend, they're all positive. They're all good. It helps us. It feeds us. It guides us. It directs us. It's going to help us get through. And yet you and I, well, we have this confidence, but it's amazing. Sometimes we'll lose it. Okay, so it's better to put confidence in God than man, right? Yes. Better trust the Lord than man. Absolutely. Well, yes. Okay. So, Pastor, how do we do that? Well, to be honest with you, friend, if you notice by now, I really pray that God gives us passages each and every week that's applicable to our lives, helps us, guides us, directs us, helps and strengthens our marriages and our kids and our grandkids, and pushes us forward as a church. Sometimes that hurts because we all want to amen, put our confidence in God, trust in the Lord. I think most of us, we're honest, would say, yeah, I've been through some hard times. I doubted Him. Yeah, I put a lot of trust in government, science, and hearsay, and opinion. I got burned. How do you and I, going into this year, how do we, and I'll be quick, but I just want you to watch, how do we strengthen our confidence in God? How do we, husbands, not just sit here, but move forward in our confidence? How do we, wives, move forward? How do we, moms, not sit here in our confidence and what everybody's doing? How do we move our confidence in the Lord? Single parent here that's here today raising your kids, how do you have confidence in God being you've gone through what you've gone through? Grandparents, how do you, living through some of you, the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, the 80s, how do you get to where we're at in 2021 and still have confidence in anything? Seeing what you've seen our country go through. Well, you and I can have confidence, watch, through the knowledge of who God is. Think about this. Who is God? Who is God to you? Think about it. You don't have to say it out loud. Who's God to you? You know who your mom is, you know who your dad is, you know who your husband, wife is, you know who your college student is, you know who your teenager is, you know who they are to you. It's my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, it's my lifelong mate, it's this, that, that. Fill in all these blanks. But who is God to you? He is God. He is omniscient and omnipresent and omnipotent. There is nothing that God cannot do. He spoke the universe into existence, and He is the owner of it. He is everything and all-powerful. And everything that was created is at His disposal. Romans 11:36 says, "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Confidence is the knowledge of knowing who God is. Can I ask you today, do you know Him? Yes, Pastor Shepherd, I know Him. I've been saved and been saved for, you know, 30-some years now, or been saved for 12 months, or saved for 10 years, or whatever case might be. Do you know Him? Yes, amen. Do you know what He can do? Isn't it amazing? I know for those of you who are visiting, there's an overflow section over here, but isn't it amazing for the overflow section how oftentimes that we... we put our faith and we put our trust and everything else but God. Amazing. That we'll believe we're going to be so down and we're going to be so discouraged and this is not going to work out and I didn't get my way and there's no way we'll overcome. And let me just tell you, we've heard that a lot this year. And I've said it and I'm just going to keep saying it. I'm not here for a political speech at all. It doesn't matter, I talked about Wednesday night, it doesn't matter where you lie on the mask issue or this issue or that issue. This is God's house. We're going to talk about spiritual things and we're going to move on for the Lord Jesus Christ and win this area to Him. Now watch. But it's amazing how often we've heard our country will never be the same. Well, that family will never be the same. Well, church will never be the same. Well, this family will never be the same. Never be the same. Excuse me. Have you ever had that thought about yourself? That went too far this time. Never going to work out. Excuse me, friend. Let me remind you, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's remind us today, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you believe that, say amen today. I can do all things, anything through Him who is able, who spoke this world into existence, who has always existed, will always exist. And friend, I'm just telling you, if you think about not just a little crack in the ground that we saw, the Grand Canyon, but I'm talking about the possibility of trillions of galaxies out there, like the Milky Way with billions of stars in it, and everything, the nebulous that holds everything in place, and this and that, and the way that this spins, and gravity, and everything. You think about all of that down to the tiniest atom that is in our bodies, friend. He existed and He created all that, and yet, you know, I just don't know if I can really trust Him on this. He wasn't shocked by the coronavirus. He made our bodies. He knows what's in them. He wasn't shocked by a tragedy this year. Everybody's sitting up there fretting and afraid. No. I don't even know what to do. I didn't see this coming, 2020. My goodness, do we not put this on the calendar? Who messed up here? It wasn't our God. He's got it all under control, friend. Where is our confidence, friend? If our confidence is in the government, or if our confidence is just going to be in a vaccine, or if our confidence is just going to be on getting on the road to recovery, or our confidence is going to be in me and I and my decision and my opinion and this and that, I'm just telling you, we're going to be hurt, friend. But when our confidence is in the very one who created you and I, friend, you and I cannot fail. Why? Because He's always been right, friend. Amen. He'll never be wrong. Well, I'm sorry. I can't preach without smiling like this. I just think about He's always right. Wouldn't it be awesome to always be right? Some of you are like, I am always right. And there's an altar for you, my friend. Understand. Listen now. It'd be awesome to be right all the time, but we're not. But He is. 2021. Ready for it? No, not 2021. Yeah, well, it's here. So, too late. Ready or not, it's here. 2021, you ready? Husbands, you ready? Wives, you ready? Well, I don't know. Okay. Go back to verse number 8 and read it again. Now, you ready? Well, go back to verse number 9. Read it again. It's better to trust the Lord to put confidence in princes. Well, we really don't have princes anymore, so what does that even mean? It just means this, trust God. Yes. Just trust Him. Okay, so Crosspoint Baptist Church, first Sunday morning, 2021. Where's our confidence? Oh, yeah, you, Pastor, well, we're so sure glad you're here. No. Well, we're sure glad your wife's here. Well, that's a little bit better, but I'm just telling you. No, it's in God. From the oldest to the youngest sitting here today, what if for just the next couple moments, as a family, we got together and just prayed, Lord, we put a lot of confidence, a lot of opinions, a lot of social media sites, a lot of news, a lot of news anchors, a lot of preference. So this year going in, Lord, our confidence is going to be in You. I know it's different. It's my second week here. I just feel led to say this. I'm going to say it. We're almost out. I promise you. We'll be out by noon. Watch. Getting on a bended knee before God is not always easy. It's just not. invitation to be called and to talk to God, to walk up and do this. We're losing it in our country. Pastor Foe, you can back me up on this. Churches used to always been. We did. He's been around a lot longer than I have. Not a whole lot longer, but longer than I have. I love you, Pastor. I think it would be good, and I understand social distancing and some who have, you know, some underlying effects and stuff. That's okay. We're not here to judge anybody today. Somebody help me out. Amen? We're not here to judge anybody. I just wonder, for the next couple moments, maybe the overflow, step out a little bit. Maybe if you can't, maybe kneel or just kind of bow where you're at. Brother Josh, what if we and our families, Justin, what if you and our families, what if you and our families, Brother Ted, what if you and our families, we just took our families, Pastor Brent, and we just got together with them on bended knee for a moment. And just told God, our confidence is not in ourselves. With me and my family, our confidence is in you. God, help us. God, help our country. God, help our president. God, help our elected officials to put confidence back in you. Lord, help our school. Help our kids, our grandkids. What if over the next couple of moments, if you can, great, if you can, Pastor Shepherd's not up here taking names. I knew it. You know, I said, No. Karen and I will be up here. I'm just going to ask the pianist and the organist, why don't you come up with every head bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed and every eye closed, and we're looking around today. Confidence. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in